Welcome to the podcast of First Presbyterian Church of Marietta, where we are committed to changing lives with faith, hope, and love. We're so glad you are here.
Now, a second scripture lesson from the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 14. Again, I invite you to listen for the word of the Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace among those whom he favors." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The scripture passage I just read from the Gospel of Luke is the same one read by Linus in the Peanuts Christmas special. It's a well-known passage featuring those mainstays of every nativity scene, the shepherds who answered the call from the angels to go and see this thing that God had done on that very first Christmas so long ago. I wonder if they left their flocks behind or brought them. Miss Alicia said that they brought them, but I'm not so sure. Does that even sound like a worthy question? It might sound too fanciful or besides the point to think about it. In the comics last Sunday, the mom in the family circus was trying to tell the Christmas story, but couldn't for all the kids who are asking questions like that one. Who wrote this story, Mommy? Should Joseph have called sooner to get a reservation at the inn? And why didn't the wise men bring the baby Jesus better presents? I don't mean to get in the way of the story with my question, but truly I do think about the flocks, and I do bet that the shepherds left them behind. Because hearing the great good news, which changes everything, demands that we leave something behind. So often our fear. To quote from the 90s movie, Defending Your Life, fear is like a giant fog. It sits on your brain and blocks everything. Real feelings, true happiness, real joy, they can't get through that fog. But if you lift it, and then, buddy, you're in for the ride of your life. And that's how it was. Maybe they left one shepherd behind the way Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon while what's-his-name minded the spaceship. We remember the shepherds because they took the step of faith right over their fear. And that's worth thinking about today. In this season of abundant anxiety, fear not. is the part of this second scripture lesson which I find impossible to ignore, because that's just such a challenge in a time of a viral pandemic. Fear not is a radical instruction in this time when there is so much to fear. Yet something that I never would have noticed on my own is that Linus, the Peanuts character, known for always carrying around his blankie with him, drops it when he says this line from the Gospel of Luke. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not." There's a message for this age, which glimmers from that scene, as well as from all the best Christmas movies. Fear not, George Bailey, and see that you've had a wonderful life. Fear not, Ebenezer Scrooge, your life isn't over. You can do it all different starting tomorrow. Fear not, ancient shepherds. Fear not, my brothers and sisters, for fear is holding all of us captive in one way or another. And I'm not talking about whether or not you wear a face mask out in public. I'm talking about giving life the chance to be new and surprising. I'm talking about real risk, truly opening yourself up to the transforming power of the gospel, which requires that we let go of our fear. My brother-in-law is a Methodist pastor. That's a lot of preachers for one family. He's a chaplain down at Oxford College of Emory University, and he frequently writes for the local paper. This week in his article, he pointed out that even Christmas movies like Home Alone contain a glimmer of what it means to let go of fear. Do you remember the character with the shovel in that movie? That old man who lurks the neighborhood salting the sidewalks. The kids in the neighborhood are afraid of them. They call him Old Man Marley. And the rumor is that he distributes the remains of his murder victims in that salt, slowly getting rid of the evidence bit by bit and piece by piece. On Christmas Eve, he sits down with Kevin, the main character, in church, and there it's revealed that Old Man Marley carries guilt more than evil intentions around with him as he salts the sidewalk, having years ago broken ties with his son. "Why don't you call him?" little Kevin asks. "What if he won't talk to me?" Old Man Marley responds. You see, he's afraid. There's always something to be afraid of, and this has been a fear-packed year where there's something else to be afraid of around each and every corner. The obvious fear is the fear of a virus. Some say it's no worse than the flu, yet it has taken the lives of more than 300,000 Americans. Some compare the daily death count to other tragedies, saying that it's like 9/11 every day. We know that it's overwhelming some of our hospitals. It's beating down the workforce, making educators do backflips as though their jobs weren't hard enough already, all while some voices are saying, "What's the big deal?" Now, it's easy to be afraid of the truth, but it's even easier to be afraid when it's not clear what the truth is. And that makes calling home more difficult. Maybe your mother is relieved that you're not coming. Maybe she's mad and eating at a buffet before she goes to a Walmart without a mask on. Ours is a Christmas veiled in fear that not everyone is facing, but each and every one of us are feeling. Yet the angels come again with that same message: be not afraid, fear not, come to Bethlehem and see. Drop your burden, Let go of whatever it is that you've been depending on for comfort, be it denial or hand sanitizer, and take comfort in the truth that God is doing something new tonight which changes everything. Even though sometimes it's hard to believe that anything could ever change. The vaccine is here. But that has some just cautiously optimistic. For example, my mom works in mental health at a hospital on a Cherokee reservation. So she's on that front line to receive the vaccine for this virus. Only one of her friends who is Cherokee said, "I was honored that Native Americans are among the first to receive the vaccine. And still, I started thinking about the last time the government offered to help us out. Is this a cure or another shipment of smallpox blankets?" It's hard sometimes to get excited about the future if you've been hurt in the past. It's hard to be hopeful if you've been let down before. It's hard not to be afraid if you have a good reason to be. But I heard a 3-year-old named Dalton quoted this week. She said, "Sometimes it makes me a little nervous to go down the slide." But guess what? She still goes down them. And if we can drop our fear, we are in for the ride of our lives. That's what the shepherds did. All at once, they could see that there was a power greater than whatever they had been afraid of breaking into the world, and the same is true for us. That's what Christmas is always about. God breaking into our lives, revealing what fear has hidden from our eyes. Think about it. On Christmas Eve, does anyone really know enough to be hopeless? Wayne Dyer, an author, once wrote, "No one really knows enough to be pessimistic, especially on the night before hope was born." Fear not, fear not. What are you holding so tightly that you can't hear the angels sing? Are you ready to recognize that fear could have you seeing it all wrong? For George Bailey was certain he was a failure, though he had been a hero his whole life. He's standing there on that bridge, trapped in this whirlwind of emotions and unfulfilled dreams. He never got to do any of the things that he wanted to do. He wanted to travel the world but had to stay home to take care of his family. He wanted to be a war hero, but the brother whose life he saved got to be one instead. He saved countless lives. He prevented financial ruin. He elevated the lowly. He prevented the degradation of women. He built a community for families where instead there would have been a graveyard. And he looks down into the water from a bridge, wondering if he had made one lick of difference. Fear not, George Bailey. Fear not, Ebenezer, it's not too late. This is Christmas Eve, fear not. Let go of your worries. Forget how to keep score. Look up from the water of hopelessness to see the bright shining star overhead, for the angels are singing, fear not. Fear not, all you nurses. Underwater, caring for too many people at once, rushing from one bedside to the next, while some of your friends go to parties and act like everything is just fine. Tonight, fear not, because your life of virtue makes a bigger difference than you will ever know. Fear not, all you teachers, for Abraham Lincoln had to learn remotely too, and look how he turned out. Fear not, all you parents, for learning to do without never hurt anybody, and it won't hurt your kids. They should fear not as well. Fear not, all you children, for tomorrow is a new day shining bright with new potential. Fear not, even you who mourn, because tonight is born the God who takes death's sting away. Fear not if you are hopeless. For there is always more to the story, and fear not all you who are alone, because you're not alone. The light of the world is breaking into our lives. Drop your fear. Drop your anxiety. Drop your worry. Drop your angst for just long enough to see that something different is happening. For unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. Fear not. Amen.
This podcast is a ministry of First Presbyterian Church of Marietta. Come join us Sundays at 189 Church Street, Marietta, Georgia. Or visit us online at fpcmarietta.org.